Welcome to another edition of Mompreneur. Today, let's just talk about you. That's right. I want to talk about you. And I know most moms are like, what? What do you mean about me? I want to know, do you, or if you do, when do you actually make time to do you? And when I mean do you, I mean taking time for yourself. Whether it's maybe pampering yourself in the shower, you know, maybe putting on that special shower gel, you know, maybe it's getting a nice set of pajamas and, you know, sleeping in those pajamas and make you feel good. I know personally, I mean, a nice set of pajamas does me well. I get so excited to just get into bed. I feel good. I mean, it's nothing like looking good going to sleep. I promise you, if you haven't tried it, you need to try it. There's nothing like looking good going to sleep, getting all dolled up, putting on your shower gel. And you don't even have to put all that stuff on. Just have that set, I'm telling you, does wonders. But back to you. What do you do to pamper yourself? I know the kids this, that you got the newborn baby, you don't get no help, your spouse don't help you, your girlfriend, boyfriend don't help you, the older kids not helping you, you just don't have time, all you got time to do is just get in bed and go to sleep. But if you are a mompreneur, an aspiring mompreneur, you have to know when to lay that baby down and just put that iPhone up and charge it for the next day. That's right. I know. I'm always rocking the baby on one hip and the iPhone in the other. I know. I get it. But we have to learn how to make time to care for ourselves. We care for children. It's all about that balance. When do you find that time to get that balance to refresh yourselves? And I know we hear this all the time. Oh, make time for yourself. Oh, make time for yourself. And truthfully, let's be honest, that is a whole lot easier said than done. Okay, I know when my baby was a newborn, making time for myself, yeah, right. And the time I did have for myself, I wanted to go to sleep. There was no such thing as, oh, let me find something to do. I didn't care if the dishes was dirty. I was sleepy. Okay? I didn't care the piles of laundry. You know, we see moms doing these entrepreneurial things. And the question is always, how do you do it? How do you do it? We see moms with, you know, triplets. So some of you may be out there with triplets and twins. And it's always, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it? I'm going to help those moms of multiples. And I'm going to help those moms who have several separates, individuals. Stop asking a mom of twins, a mom of triplets, how do they do it? Okay? If you are a mom, you know how it's done. You just get up and do what you have to do. So I know the moms of triplets and the moms of twins are applauding for me. Stop asking. That's the last thing a mom needs. Girl, how do you do it? I just don't know how do you do it. It's called doing what you have to do. Babies cry, you see about them. Okay? Let's stop asking that same question to this same mom. Okay, you see that mom, you cheer her on. You see that mom, you how about you hand her a high five for encouragement? But please stop asking these moms, how do they do it? They do it. And guess what? This too shall pass. So I know some of you moms are like, oh my goodness, when am I ever going to get some sleep? Oh my goodness. There's no such thing as sleep when you are a parent. You may sleep in little pockets, little couple hours here, a couple hours there. But there's really no such thing as substantial sleep. There's no such thing as I'm asleep for 10 hours straight when you have kids, especially when you have little ones now, maybe once you are empty nester, but that's 20 years, 30 years later. So we need to find that balance as a mompreneur. We always say, how do you do it? How do you write 12 books and speak around the world? And how do you do this? How do you do it? It's all about planning. Okay? You are a mom. You can be a mompreneur. Matter of fact, some of you are mompreneurs. Okay? There's no special recipe for one mompreneur than there is for the other. It's all about planning. It's all about prioritizing. I hear a lot of people say, you know, moms can have it all. Yeah, but it's a season for everything. Right now, you may be in a season where you have a newborn and you just feel like you can't get anything done. But that too shall pass. And once that season has ended, you're in a new season now. And so now you can pursue those things that you need to pursue. Or you may have laid down for that moment, you know, to tend to that baby, that child. It's about planning. It's about setting your goals. We are powerful. Women are amazing. Moms are incredible. We can do whatever we set our mind to. And I know a lot of times as moms, we put our goals, our dreams aside for our family, for our children. But guess what? There comes a time when you have to pick those goals back up if you really want them. There comes a time when you have to pick those dreams up. And I'm not here to just say, oh, well, you know, if you're just a mom, you know, we're good for you. If you are a mom, great. And if that's all you aspire to be as a mom, great. But I know for me as a mom, there's still more to me. You know, I'm still an individual. I'm still a person. Whether I'm a wife, whether I'm a mom, a daughter, I am still an individual who has goals and who has dreams. So whether I'm a mom or not, those goals and dreams inside of me doesn't change because I'm a mom. Sometimes they may have to be put on hold for a second, but they don't stop because I'm a mom. Moms are doing incredible things. Our title is not just mom anymore. That's why this show is called Mompreneur. If you are a stay-at-home mom, great. If you are a working mom, that's awesome. I think all moms are incredible. Whether you juggle working, kids, or you're a stay-at-home mom trying to balance house and finances and tending to everybody's needs 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's still a job. I applaud both ends. I don't think that, you know, there should ever be a stay-at-home mom versus a working mom. Because I've been on both ends. And they both are difficult. You're both juggling day to day, figuring this out, figuring that out. So we as moms should just come together. Just come together. We should just come together and make that unit. And not be working moms versus stay-at-home moms. But back to my original topic. Because I'm getting off topic here. Back to my original topic. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do this? How do you do that? How does a mom does this, and that? You have to learn how to plan your goals. Plan your time. Will you get sleepy? Of course. Work is work. If you're pursuing something or whether you're working for someone, work is work. You may have to stay up that extra hour when you're dead tired and write that chapter in that book. You may have to stay up and start that podcast. You may only be able to talk 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay? You have to learn how to set that time aside for yourself. That's why I went back to that original thing. What are you doing for yourself? Besides taking care of people. I know you like to take care of people. It comes natural to you. You know, taking care of your house, taking care of your family. But what are your goals? What do you aspire to do? What have you put on hold long enough? If you are a stay-at-home mom, I encourage you. I motivate you. I want to inspire you. Sit down. What are those? Is it to finish school? Take that time and finish school. You are home. You have the opportunity to jump in head first with whatever it is that you want to pursue. And say, well, I don't have no money. Well, if you don't have no money, it's ways around that. Well, I want to start a business, but I don't have $10,000. Well, you can research online. Get that business plan. Go to a bank. People have money out here, guys. If you haven't realized that yet. Everybody is not struggling. You can get somebody to invest in you. Shark Tank has been on for about, 10 years now? And they're still going strong. Those guys haven't bankrupt themselves yet. Giving. So there are people out here with money who want to invest. You just need to find that right person. Once again, that's where the work come in. That's where to stand up an extra hour. If it's going back to school, hey, listen, school is so convenient. You can take online classes now. I mean, you can take a class from some Virginia school and still get your degree. So I want you to put yourself first today. Get your thoughts together. Some of you may say, well, you know, I've been a mom so long. I've been doing this for so long. I just don't know what it is I want to do. Great. Now here's the time you can explore that. Write down some things that you like. Write down some hobbies that you enjoy. And then you go from there. You just go from there. Some things may be a hit or miss. You may research something and then you may find out, nah, that's too much. I don't want to do that. That's all right. Scratch that off. Scratch that off. You will find what it is that you want to do. You will find your passion. Some of you guys have lost your passion because you have been so caught up in being a wife or being a longtime partner that you have lost or have forgotten who you are. Never lose sight of who you are because you're a mom. Never lose sight of who you are because you are a daughter, a spouse, or you take on all these heavy responsibilities. Maybe you're the person that everybody goes to in the family. Never lose sight of who you are because you have added something else to you. Okay, remember that. You are still human. You are still an individual. You are still a woman. Most importantly, okay, you're still a woman and you have dreams, you have goals, because that's everybody has those. And don't lose sight of those. And if you have lost sight, get you a pencil and paper, write it down, make it plain, close those planners. All right, we don't want to see another planner of what little Timmy has to do, okay, and baby Joshua, okay, and big sister Abigail. We don't want to see that, okay? Close those planners. Me personally, I'm very strategic about 10 o'clock, my planners close. That's it. I don't want to think about adding nothing else. My daughter has a bedtime. I set myself to a bedtime. Now, of course, mine is later than hers because once I put her down, then I'm able to do things. Well, you may say, well, you know what? When my kids go to sleep, that's the only time I'm able to do it. Your morning starts at 9 o'clock at night. As far as maybe studying or setting goals. I'm not talking about washing dishes and vacuuming and doing laundry. No. I'm speaking in terms of you. I'm not talking about your wind down time. Make time for it. Everybody needs support. I mean, Jesus, he walked with 12 disciples. He needed some support. Now, unfortunately, sometimes family always the strongest support because they don't always see the vision. A lot of times you will find strangers, okay, who believe in you than your own people. But don't get upset.